Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Andrew, just your thoughts and reactions to this loss for the Bills. They fought valiantly at the end, but still come up short.
Yeah, it was tough, man. It was a tough game watching most of it. And at the end, you know, the Bills coming back at the end, which was, you know, typical to Buffalo, but then not going for that kick to go in overtime was kind of costly. But, they're a little upset about it. You know, I think it was a bad call. I think we should have kicked it and went into overtime. Defense was playing great all game. I think they had 17 yards in the second half. A little disappointed on that, but, you know, what are you going to do? I still see, a good playoff, opportunity for Buffalo, and I look forward to that.
I know that the heading looking into the playoff picture now, the Bills no longer are going to be competing for the AFC East with the loss that, you know, the Patriots win it. But does that mean anything to you, or are you still just looking at this as, hey, we made the playoffs, let's go make a run?
No, I'm still looking at it like, you know, there's no Chiefs. There's a lot of, questions, and a lot of teams are, leaving a lot left to, desired out there. So I think the Bills have a great opportunity this year. So I'm still excited. And it doesn't matter if they're going to New England and taking on the Patriots or if they're, at home. Either way, I like our chances with Josh Allen and, put him in there. And I think we're going to win this game. And I think we're going to, take it far this year.
Next week they play the Jets. I mean, do you want to see this? Some of the starters maybe getting a little action? I know James Cook in particular is looking to maybe hit the leading rusher for the NFL this season. Yep. I mean, is that something that you care about, or are you just more so just get guys healthy for the playoffs?
Get guys healthy, man. It's nice and all to get the rushing title. That's cool and bragging rights, but I care more about that Super Bowl. I care more about bringing a ring to Buffalo. So, if players are in crucial positions like Cook, like those key players, I want them to be rested up and be well for the playoffs. So that's what's important for me and for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I know that the next game here against the Jets, depending on how things play out in the playoff picture, could be the last game that's played here at Highmark Stadium before the team moves next door to the new stadium. Have you given it any thought in terms of just what this means to you and what maybe this last game will mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, being at this Highmark Stadium so many times, so many years, it means a lot to be here in this stadium. It's great seeing the stadium, right down the street over here. But, I think there's something that, it means something to us here, being, the history to this building. And, I definitely look forward to the new experiences, but there's definitely something here that, for us to be proud of and us to leave out on a good note. So I'm hoping that next week we'll take out the Jets, we'll beat them, we'll feel good and leave Highmark on a good note.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. One of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Chris, just reactions to the Bills' tough loss to the Eagles today and with one game left here.
Great defensive game. What can you ask for on that? Now it's just next week's game. Try not to get anybody hurt and then full speed ahead in the playoffs.
What can you say about that last-minute effort? I mean, they come back on those last two offensive drives, get touchdowns, but unfortunately can't come up with a victory.
That's been our all year. We're the comeback kids all of a sudden, and Well, you always have hope whenever Josh has got the ball.
Now, I know that the AFC East is out of the picture now, so the Bills are going to be competing as a wild card team. Does that upset you, or is that not anything that you're really thinking about at this point? It's more so just they're in the playoffs now, go get it.
That's all we needed to do was get in. Now we're going to show them.
I mean, how confident are you that the Bills can make a run, especially as an away team now going forward in the playoffs?
I believe we are the team. No matter what the standings are, we are the team.
There's going to be one more game here at Highmark Stadium, potentially more with the playoffs, depending on how they play out. Have you given it any thought, though, in terms of just this, you know, these last two games and next week potentially being the last one?
It's going to be sad. I started coming here in 1975. That was a full season I did, and I had season tickets since 96. So it's going to be saying goodbye to an old friend.
I mean, what are you thinking about next week with it being the last game? I mean, what's kind of the emotions that maybe you're feeling a little bit?
Just nostalgia. That's all. Our kids grew up in the stadium. They'll be here, and just a good family time.
And are you next week? Are you hoping to see the starters getting rest and making sure they're being healthy for the playoffs?
Yes, 100%. I know Josh will probably come in and play a series or two because that's Josh is being Josh. But hopefully, we can get our defense and it. Get everybody to where nobody's hurt and we're going in healthy.
Very good. Anything else you want to add?
Go Bills.
Instant reaction thoughts to this, you know, almost improbable come from behind victory, but ending up coming up just short.
Yeah, that's okay. They had their chances. They're a great team. They'll be there for the playoffs. They just need to be healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. What does it say, though, about the last two drives? They were able to come up with those touchdown drives. Unfortunately, the one extra point got blocked and then they miss on that two-point conversion there right at the end. Despite being kind of slow throughout the game, they still managed to find a way, right?
Well, they did, and the fact is that they held them to the 13 points in the first half. So they can beat the Eagles.
Now, looking ahead, the Bills no longer are in contention for the AFC East. They're now going to be a wild card team heading into the playoffs. Does that upset you that they unfortunately aren't going to be winning the division again, or are you just kind of looking ahead to the playoffs regardless?
Look forward to the playoffs. They've been at it for 12 years now, so really excited for them.
Looking at the next game going forward, I mean, going up against the Jets, are you just looking for the starters, anybody key to kind of just take it easy the next game? Or would you rather see, you know, maybe James Cook go out there and try and contend for a rushing title or something like that?
I think let's just get everybody healthy for the playoffs.
I mean, well, looking at the AFC, it is a pretty evenly matched conference this year. You're seeing a couple of teams not being contenders, including the Chiefs. How does that make you feel about Buffalo's playoff chances in the end?
I think they've got great chances. Take every day as a victory.
And have you gotten the chance, especially with one more game left here at the stadium now, depending on how things play out in the playoffs, this could be the next game could be the last game here at the stadium. Have you given any thought to just what that means to you?
Well, it's just historic to see the Bills, where they've come from all these years. We've been Bills fans for a long time in Western New York, so we're excited.
Very good. Anything else you want to add?
Happy holidays, everybody.
Jeff, just your thoughts in terms of the performance that the Bills put together today. They put up a valiant effort, but come up short in the end.
They come up short. They played better defense than was apparent. Obviously, they only allowed them to score one touchdown, two field goals, but we couldn't score. You can't score. I mean, you know, we had good numbers, if you want to look at it that way. We had more yards rushing, more yards kick, more yards passing. But the results speak for themselves. Should we have gone for it should we have kicked instead? I don't know. I don't think they trust their kicker.
Yeah, understandable. Just those last two drives resulted in the touchdowns, and aside from the extra point being blocked and the missed two-point conversion. Does that speak any volumes to you still in terms of the way that they still fought and managed to make this a game in the end?
They fought pretty well, but they couldn't get going on offense. They just couldn't. Philly's defense just played better than the Bills. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much in a nutshell. The next week we play the Jets. Yeah. Are they even going to start, Josh? Good question. I don't know.
Right.
Do they need to? I'd rest him.
Yeah. I mean, that's one thing, too, is just, you know, with James Cook, somebody like him, he's going for the rushing title this year in the NFL. Would you like to see a guy like him play, or is it really just about rest as many starters as you can before the playoff?
To be honest, I think maybe let him play a little bit, but I wouldn't keep him in the whole game, Cook, because you don't want to get anybody hurt.
Yeah.
And, you know, against a game that doesn't matter to the Jets, for sure, they might want to make a point because they're trying to prove, okay, they can win a game against a team that we're already in the playoffs. We're not likely to get a home game at all. Patriots have to, if they lose, a whole bunch of other stuff. And we lost today. So it really kind of puts us out of contention for another home, final home game besides the Jets.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to that point with the Patriots now being the AFC East champions because of the loss today, does that disappoint you, or are you still more so focused on just let's make a run in the playoffs, we're still a good team, we can do this?
Let's make a run. We can do this. The Bills aren't a bad team. Some days they're just, listen, they had a horrible day today. Mm-hmm. Can they show themselves next week and in the playoffs? I hope so.
Yeah.
I think they can. But, you know, our defense has got some, needs some help, and our offense, we're missing a lot of players. Injuries are really, and that's the same thing every year, injuries don't help any team,
right,
especially the Bills, and you're so shallow on a lot of positions.
Now, next week, I know you made mention of it, that this potentially could mean that next week is the last home game here at Highmark Stadium.
Yeah.
Have you given that thought in terms of just significance, or, you know, what you're thinking about already next
week? I'd like to see the Bills finish with at least a win at home for their final, most likely their final home game here in this stadium. That's, you know, that's something to strive for, I think.
Absolutely.
Anything else, Jeff, that you would like to add?
Go Bills. Hopefully we can continue to stay in this season and maybe do well in the playoffs.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.